Hello and welcome to another edition of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. This is your host, John Jantz, and my guest today is maybe three-peat, at least, Chris Brogan, president of Human Business Works, an organization that's providing tools and smarts for businesses with their flagship community kitchen table company, something you really should check out, provide small business advice. He's also a professional speaker, New York Times best-selling author, and blogger extraordinaire, and today we're going to talk about Google Plus, which is probably going to go on his profile somewhere as well. So, Chris, welcome.
Thank you so much, John. I'm so glad to be on this, and I like being a three-peat. I like thinking that, you know, there's some continuity to your show, as you know, you've had a couple other repeat guests, and it's always fun to hear what they come back with.
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, this changing world we live in. I mean, it's not like we even got to make up new stuff to say, does it?
No, that's the thing. I mean, you know, marketing is, you know, I've got to imagine it's always been this way in some form or fashion, but, you know, it always just sort of seems like there's something new to talk about. You know, I imagine that, you know, if you were doing this show 30 years ago, I guess you'd have to be on terrestrial radio, but you'd be like, hey, man, there's this new thing coming out called a fax. It sounds wild.
No question. I get emails, as I'm sure you do, from college students, and I love, you know, telling them this is a really exciting time to be in this this space, and I'm guessing, just like you said, you know, people were reading Peter Drucker for the first time were saying the same thing. So let's first off, before we even get into Google Plus, you're sounding decidedly you know, more buff than the last time I talked to you.
You know, I've been starting out this this workout thing, and you know, for your small business crowd, I want to say this. I would say that it's one of the things that we let fall to the wayside quite often. Fitness and all that sort of a thing is one of those things that we let fall under so fast. And I would say this: if you do that, it's at your own peril. And I think there's a really strong reason why you should really stay close and tight to your fitness, because once you start working that part, it's amazing what then ends up happening, which to me, John, is that, you know, my productivity has gotten better, my outlook has gotten better, my health and my attitude has shown itself back in my business ability. So, you know, it's not a throwaway thing to be doing, basically.
No, I wrote, I've been a big, long-time proponent of this. Owning a, you know, running a small business is not for the weak, you know, and you're right. If you let that part go, I think it's sort of ironic, because I think a lot of people think, oh, I don't have time for that. Well, you know, what you just talked about and what I've certainly discovered a long time ago is that exercise actually gives you time. It doesn't take time because of all the things you just talked about. All right, let's move.
I agree.
Let's go into to Google Plus. I'd just love to hear your sort of brief statement. What is it?
Oh, so, you know, it's funny. When I tell the masses, I say, imagine a social network that's kind of like Facebook that you might have just gotten started with, but imagine that it's cleaner, easier, and it's tied to Google, so you just have that feeling it's healthier for you.
Yeah. So, you know what I'm seeing, maybe, is a lot's happened over the last 3 years, right? When we all jumped onto Twitter, we all jumped onto Facebook, and it was like, oh, look at all this new stuff we can do. Let's, you know, play with it. Well, now we have a whole sort of, can we call them a generation yet, of social media, social networking users who kind of have learned by trial and error some good things and bad things about, you know, just that, taking that approach. And I see this almost for a lot of people taking a sort of do-over stance, you know, with jumping into Google Plus. Would that be fair in your experience?
I definitely feel that way. And this feels a little inside baseball. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you've been on a bunch of social networks, you've made a lot of the same errors that we might have made, which is, you know, well, I don't know, I guess I should follow everybody.
Right.
Maybe I should follow nobody. And there's all this thing about, like, how much information should you take in? How much shouldn't you take in? How do you organize it all? And Google Plus definitely feels like a do-over. And more so, I think it feels like a chance to talk about something outside of your typical ballpark. And you know, as a business person, you need that, because you can't just only be thinking about your business all the time. But as a business person also, you might get sick of some of the social networks that seem to talk about social networking a lot. And I guess what I've seen a lot of in there, John, and I imagine you'll back me up, is talk about everything else, like, you know, films and, you know, food styles and just all kinds of stuff that has nothing to do with how great the next giant shiny thing is.
Yeah. And I think that, like I said, I think a lot of it's because we, you know, we have all these tens of millions of people now that have this experience that they didn't have before. And as goofy as that sounds, you know, in the last 36 months. So just sort of to sum this up to the person that maybe is not on yet or is thinking about it, or maybe they've gotten on. There's lots of people who've gotten on that haven't done anything. Can you sort of sum up in your experience how Google Plus is maybe different than LinkedIn, Twitter, you know, some of the things that people might be more familiar with? I mean, what's sort of the essence of how it's different?
It's a good question to ask, and it's almost a tricky one to answer. I would say that when you use Google Plus, the activities that you use, there's a little bit of reading. So you go to this thing called the stream where you have either, you know, small, tight, organized groups that you've put together, or you sort of look at everybody talking at once. And you just sort of consume information. You also can post information like photos, videos, links to stuff, or just text. And also you could do things like add location. If, for example, you're using a mobile application and you want people to know where you are. The way I'm seeing people use it, though, there's another thing that I like about it called the Hangout, which is you're allowed to do sort of spontaneous video calls,
right,
with one-to-many kind of experience. What's been neat about Hangouts is if you've ever used Skype or any of the other video services, this one allows one to many. So you can have like small little micro conferences. So now imagine you're a business and maybe you've got, you know, maybe you're a restaurant business and you've got six locations. You could put all the hosts in a Hangout and, you know, give your daily talk to the entire chain at one time and things like that. So I think that the business implications of this are what really excite me the most. And I think that there's a lot of stuff that this does for collaboration, not just marketing, that will make people really excited to try it out. So, I mean, I guess what you mostly do there is you read and respond, you communicate, you have conversations underneath a post. And as people, you know, get more and more access to this platform, you'll wonder what to do with it, but it's a lot more intuitive, I think, than LinkedIn and Facebook and all those places. You start to understand why you should be there.
Yeah, so this is, and I have some thoughts on this too, that we could probably talk about this one question the whole time, but I mean, does this kill anything? Is this, you know, a lot of people, first thing they wanted to say, is this the Facebook killer? But let me broaden that and just say, I mean, is it a killer of anything?
You know, I'm never one to want to go that way. And I've seen so many pundits saying, well, you know, people are calling it a Facebook killer, but if it's anything, it's a Twitter killer.
Right.
And then, you know, the opposite of that is, you know, it's not either Facebook or Twitter. It's going to kill. It'll kill LinkedIn. Well, if it kills something, and I'm not willing to go with that yet, I will say that this could be the Facebook to MySpace, you know, because it's cleaner. It's, mm-hmm. it's out-cleaned mm-hmm. Facebook, which is a rarity. And I would say that I don't know that it'll kill, but I know that Larry Page on his earnings call on the 14th of July, I guess it was, reported that there's already 100 million users. Hmm. So that's pretty fast. And if that's true, then, you know, 100 million users in a couple of weeks means that the ramp is going to be a lot faster than the ramps that we've seen of other social networks ever.
Well, and here's the thing that I think will be interesting and will take some time to shake out is, well, I have two thoughts on this. First off, it doesn't necessarily have to target a social network, right? I mean, I think we all have budgets of time and, you know, of our social time. And I see people talking about, you know, maybe I'm not going to spend as much time on Google Reader, or, you know, maybe I'm not going to spend as much time doing, you know, it's kind of like your home budget, right? I mean, you buy a new car, right, and so maybe you don't go on vacation. Now, you know, those car dealers aren't targeting the travel industry, but nonetheless, they kill it, or they take a bite out of it. Does that make sense?
I think so.
And I think that that's what's going to be interesting to see shake out. If people start consolidating their content consumption here, you know, what does that ultimately mean?
Yeah, I think, you know, where you're going with that, John, is really important. And, you know, I've seen, and Steve Rubell reported this as well. Steve Rubell's from Edelman. Mm-hmm. And, a lot of us have kind of bleeding edge types have reported that our Twitter usage has gone down dramatically. And I can vouch for that. But on the same time, I'm getting rewarded for it. My number one referrer right now of traffic is coming from Google Plus. Now that's mm-hmm. not going to be the same for everybody and everybody's website, but that immediately tells me that, you know, Google's paying close attention to this kind of stuff, that it's already indexed and very searchable. And so I just think that given an option of that or Facebook, which is not indexed by Google, I tell you where I'm going to be investing my time. I don't care. There's 600 or 700 million people inside Facebook.
Well, I wrote an article this week for D&B, and that was basically the premise that my premise was Google Plus doesn't have to kill anything to be a winner, because what I see that Google has ultimately done is, I mean, the nirvana of search engines would be to have everything handcrafted and looked at and indexed by eyeballs and ears, right? Well, now they've got 100 million people that are essentially creating a better search engine, and that's, you know, follow the money. That's their money.
Absolutely. I'm totally with you.
Yeah. So who do you think is going to use this the most? I mean, we already kind of talked about businesses. I've actually had a couple teachers write to me and say, this is going to be killer for the classroom.
Oh, you're totally right. I mean, the implications for education are huge. I totally can't discount that. Oddly enough, I got to tell you, I pay attention to who's been adding me to their circles, and I it's a ritual. Mm-hmm. It's a really kind of grind of a ritual trying to look through people and make sure I'm adding back the people I should. And I say that, like, you know, tough problem to have,
right?
Kind of, you know, there's a lot of people who want to be engaged with you. But, you know, the mechanics of it are tricky is all I'm saying. And when I do that, though, John, you know who it is? A huge chunk of real estate professionals. Mm-hmm. And think about Google Places and Google Local and all that. It's going to really change this. The more it gets integrated, and it is integrated already to a little extent, the more it becomes, you know, part of the absolute baseline fabric of this social network. I just foresee giant things happening with that.
Now, let me read you a quote, and I'll try to get the best part out of it here. This is actually somebody wrote a comment on my blog, and I thought, wow, this is better stuff than I'm writing. And so I want to capture this. So it's kind of long, so bear with me. I'm really thinking differently about how and who of sharing since spending a little time on Google Plus. One thing I'm feeling is that my interaction there is based more on content and conversation than, for lack of a better term, community. Because there isn't really any way to mutually define space or community on Google Plus, so we don't have the same social constructs. Like, everyone knows who part of the conversation, and I think that like they do on Facebook groups. And I think that this person probably nailed the key difference in a way for me, at least how I'm seeing people, even as I form groups. And you were very thoughtful to reshare it. But that little graphic I put up that I called the Brutally Honest way of naming your Google Plus circles, you know, got shared immediately like 1,000 times on, I mean, they stopped counting at 1,000 apparently, 1,000 times on Google Plus, because I think people really are thinking differently about this idea. It's more about the conversation they're going to have with people in a circle as opposed to their demographic profile.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that, you know, there are some things missing, excuse me. And I had a conversation back and forth with Matthew Ingram from GigaOM. And what we were talking about was the, sorry, I lost my train of thought for just one second. What we were talking about was the fact that, you know, Google is still very strongly engineer driven. Mm-hmm. And what's necessary really is a little hand in sociology. And so I think that, that's important to think about. I think it's important to think about the fact that some of the behaviors and activities that we really should have, you know, a slightly different way, aren't there right now. And so I just think that there's an option and an opportunity to do something about that. I think that, you know, I think the quote is right. And I think that once we can have sort of two-way groups, once we can have some of the things that make us, you know, the opportunity to join something as opposed to me define it and then you define it a different way,
right?
I think then we'll have a slightly better layout over there.
Yeah. So we've talked about circles and hangouts, which I agree are, you know, probably the two biggest sort of innovations in this network. But another one they put a lot of energy behind that I don't hear people talking about. In fact, I asked a question about this. How are you using Sparks? And I got a lot of, I'm not using it. It doesn't really work. Any thoughts on that feature?
Ditto, I guess. I wrote in my Google Plus 50 thing I wrote, I said that I think I would really love it if they bought Alltop, you know, which, you know, I think it's just such a heck of a thing to do. And I said that partly because I like Guy Kawasaki, but I definitely meant it because I think that the opportunity is that Sparks is kind of okay. I mean, I've just yet to find anything really interesting. Right. And by that, I mean, I'm not listed in Sparks, but
right. No, I know exactly. Actually, the complaint a lot of people say is that it's just taking way too long. It's not real time. It's taking, you know, way too long to turn up stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Because I think it's an interesting idea. I mean, it would almost, in a way, if it worked fully, it would almost supplant the need for Google Reader, right? But the fact that it doesn't work, I'm still spending a lot of time in Google Reader.
Yeah, well, I mean, you see, that's exactly it, though, John. So if you didn't buy Allpop, so I spend a lot of time in Google Reader, and I share into Google Reader, and it because I use Google Buzz behind the scenes, like I don't technically use it, it's just kind of piped in.
Right.
I can find the things that I shared on Google Reader underneath my Chris Brogan profile on the yep. fifth tab over marked Buzz that no one would
exactly.
ever think to click on.
Exactly.
If that was where Sparks was, I would be so excitable.
Yeah.
You know, because I could read John Jantz's stuff. I would have this great curated list.
Exactly.
But yeah. you know, that's not how it works right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally agree with that. So let's end. I want to end up on one thought here. Scanning my Facebook today, I see my good pal Chris Brogan show up, as he always does, because we chat over there. And your avatar says, "I've moved." Want
yes.
Want to explain that?
Well, and I did two things at the same time. If you're a Facebook friend of mine, I set my wall to private,
right.
which just kind of makes it vanish. And I stuck the I have moved avatar up, which says, you know, I'm going over to Google Plus. Now, I am not willing to bet the entire farm. I'm not willing to push the delete button yet on my Facebook fan page for my businesses yet. But I'm pretty close. And I have to say, as a disclosure, I have never been a fan of Facebook. It never turned me on. I never once was like, hey, now this is good. But I guess I would say that the feeling I got from it was that, you know, it was always so hard to get more people into a conversation. It was always so hard to find interesting people. Facebook is set for like this, I already know you, so then we'll be friends. Whereas Google Plus is like, hey, I've stumbled into somebody I like.
Yeah.
And so, I just can't invest the time in Facebook. I've chosen not to, and I won't, just like I don't hang out at MySpace any longer.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you're going to be alone. I certainly think that there are people that is their single channel of communication to, say, a group that they converse with. And I don't see them going anywhere soon, but I certainly see a lot of momentum in the folks that are very heavily invested in social networks. But also, I think the next wave is definitely going to be that small business owner that has said, I'm not really sure, you know, which or any of these social networks make sense for me.
Oh, for sure. And you know what? It's totally okay. I'm stunned that so many people aren't, you know, still really heavily invested into email marketing.
Yeah.
If you're saying, oh, social networks aren't for me, then my next thought is, well, are you doing something really useful with your email marketing? Because that's where I would spend my time.
Yeah. Well, of course, my message for, you know, the last 3 years is it's not either or. It's blend all this stuff in a way that benefits your customers, and you'll always get return on investment. Chris, as always, even this, although people, whenever they'll be listening to this, who knows, but it's bright and early for us, and so I appreciate you taking the time to join me, and I know that I'll share this interview, of course, on Google Plus as well as other places, and I know that people will appreciate hearing your thoughts.
Thanks, John. It's always a pleasure to be here, and I'm always thrilled to get a chance to, you know, chat with you in front of your audience, so thanks for having me in.
You bet. Well, I'm sure we'll see you at Blog World or somewhere like that soon enough.
Here's the hope.